Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. As I record this, we are obviously in the midst of an unparalleled crisis, not only in the United States, but in many places around the world with the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. And there's a lot of different ramifications we could talk about and how it affects businesses and brands. But I wanted to try to provide something as useful as possible for my listeners and for business owners and managers in this time of crisis. And so I've put together a list of 5 tips for managing a brand in a time of crisis. Every brand, whether it's a restaurant like my wife, who's an owner of 2 restaurants, or a real estate firm. I was talking this morning to a friend of mine and client who's a real estate broker, figuring out what to do about showings and clients. And you can imagine some clients of hers are stuck between having purchased a new home and already closed on it, and we're about to list their existing home. So everybody is facing changes, at a minimum, facing changes just in the way that they go about work with the protocols of possibly not being able to leave your house or restricting travel. These 5 tips, I think, are very useful to any type of business, any size, anywhere, whether they're online or physical. I also wrote these after I read many newsletters and updates from many businesses that I interact with, other law firms, associations, companies I've shopped from. Many of them are doing a very nice job communicating and handling the crisis with their consumers and employees and others, but many of them I've been disappointed in their messages and focusing a little bit too much on how it's affecting their operations and telling their clients how it's affecting their operations without putting any information that shows that they're also concerned about how their clients and customers are dealing with things and how they can be there to listen to them. So I think you'll hear more of that as the background for these 5 tips to manage a brand in a type of time of crisis. 1, stay true to your core values. I have a mission statement and a list of values that I made many years ago for the law firm, and I revisit from time to time. And those are the things that are our guiding principles. Most businesses have something like that. Now is the time when those things are tested and you want to look at them and focus on what is your core mission, what are your core principles. The other things don't matter. 2, communicate openly. Be open and honest with your employees, with your vendors, with your customers, where possible. Tell them what you're going through. Tell them about challenges. You know, there's going to be financial implications. There's going to be delays. There's going to be inconveniences and much more. Communicate openly. 3, put customers and employees ahead of revenue. This is a challenge because many businesses are going to face a short-term revenue crisis and a drop that could last for a considerable amount of time. But focusing on the needs and health of customers and employees, in the end, will serve the brand much better and is much more important. Focusing on some short-term revenue to offer some sort of gimmick or promotion is probably going to be short-sighted. I witnessed this firsthand. My wife had to close her restaurant preemptively. The state of Virginia has not forced restaurants to close yet or forced them to go to go. She had to close one of her restaurants and move the other one to a to-go only model. And closing the restaurant was extremely traumatic and emotional and difficult because those are employees' livelihoods and income and families that are affected. But she did that because she knew it was the right thing for the customers and the employees and the community as a whole. 4, be proactive. As you're managing a brand in this time of crisis, you want to look forward. However, don't rush to make a pronouncement before you have all the facts. It's key to make sure that you have as many facts as possible before making a decision and making an announcement or a communication. And when you do make an announcement or a communication, acknowledge that the situation is fluid and changing all the time. And I would recommend that it's great advice to include in any such communication the time and date that the communication was made, so that if circumstances change, one can always point to, well, this was made at this time based on the information we had at that time. And finally, the fifth tip, be available for your customers. Make sure your customers know that you are there for them, that you are listening to them. Let them know how to contact you. Set up special ways to communicate with them, whether it's a special voicemail message or whether it's a new way that they can reach out to you with information or questions. Make an FAQ on your website if necessary. Use social media and let them know that you're also there to listen to them, what their concerns are, how you can help them. Make that part of any communication in this crisis. These are my tips in this time of crisis to help manage your brand. And one thing that I've always thought about and watched many brands deal with crises, sometimes effectively, sometimes not effectively, is that it takes many years to build a solid reputation. But one poor decision or a series of poor decisions in a short amount of time can ruin a reputation. And in a crisis, that is probably heightened because there's so much stress involved in the decisions. I hope you found this helpful. If you've got any questions, comments, ideas, want to reach out to me and discuss any challenges that you're going through or any thoughts about what I've said today, find me on social media, email me, or you can always connect with me at ericpelton.com/connect. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.